Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Trump trial jurors. Speaker out. No cuts this year. But one speaker cut from graduation. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, right now, seven jurors have been chosen for the New York Trump trial. There ultimately will be 12 with six alternates. Juror one, the foreperson, is originally from Ireland. Juror two is a nurse. Juror 3, a corporate lawyer, not married, no children. Juror 4 said he finds Trump fascinating and mysterious, but did not indicate any strong feelings about his politics. Juror number 5, English teacher at a charter school, said they avoid political conversations and was not aware that Trump was facing other criminal cases. Juror 6, not married, no children, lives with 3 roommates in Chelsea. And juror number 7, married with 2 kids, living on the Upper East Side. All the potential jurors were asked where they get their news. They all said the New York Times, and not one of them that we know of said any conservative news outlet. Of course, that's why they asked that question, to try to weed out any potential Trump supporters. The most important thing to know about this trial is the judge donated money to the Biden campaign back in 2020 and also donated money to a group called the Progressive Turnout Project, and best of all, gave money to a group called Stop Republicans. And this is the man presiding over the court case about the Republican. Problems in the House. Marjorie Taylor Greene told Breitbart News that she is prepared to force the House Speaker Mike Johnson out of his position if he does not willingly resign. She said his speakership is not safe. As a matter of fact, it's over. He's just the only one who hasn't acknowledged it yet. The straw that broke the camel's back is $48 billion for Ukraine, $14 billion for Israel, and nothing in his latest spending bills for the border. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said it's unlikely that the Fed will cut rates this year. Said recent data has clearly not given us greater confidence that inflation is coming under control. He said if higher inflation does persist, we can maintain the current level of interest rates for as long as needed. Back on March 7th, he told a Senate committee that the Fed was not far from gaining the confidence it needed to cut rates. But inflation has gotten worse, and now we're far away again. USC, University of Southern California, canceled the speech of the valedictorian this year. She's a Muslim. This is going to be a whole thing. Get ready for it. They said they canceled it out of safety concerns for her, without any evidence as to what those concerns are. Jewish groups on campus spoke out against her anti-Semitic posts online. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly, he has your message of the day. Next.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, 2 days ago, President Biden met with the leader of Iraq in the White House. He, the president of the United States, had to read notes after the meeting. He couldn't off the cuff tell the public what was discussed. So America's leader now is incapable of speaking about events unfolding right before his eyes. It's embarrassing. So we return to the question of how any responsible citizen could vote for a man as diminished as Joe Biden. This is a national security situation, is it not? On my recent trip to Europe, I heard very little about the president. In fact, I saw nothing about Joe Biden. Over there, he is inconsequential. But here in the States, he's doing grave damage. This is obvious to any thinking person not poisoned by leftist ideology. Yes, the progressive movement loves Joe Biden. He does everything the far left wants. Soon, he may even turn on Israel, the only issue where he hasn't surrendered to the liberal extremists. The truth is, the USA is facing threats all over the place. And President Biden is a major part of that. He is not a problem solver. He is a problem maker. Do Democrats care at all? Some do. Most don't. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. We got Nathan Sinander, Milburn, Florida. Bill Biden's immigration policy can only be considered a blunder. Remember, we did the three worst presidential blunders last night. If you missed it and you're a premium member, concierge member, you can get it anytime. Okay. I think we have it on BillO'Reilly.com, but we did the three worst. That's what Nathan is referring to. Biden's immigration policy can only be considered a blunder if it was designed for the purpose that backfired. In this case, it is not a blunder because it is accomplishing exactly what Biden's handlers want, to dilute the American population with new Democratic voters from foreign countries. No. Okay. We are talking about adverse effects on America, not politics. Okay? Yeah, you might be right. That's the reason, but it had anything to do with a blunder. Opening the southern border hurts America in a drastic way. And that's why it's one of the three. Danley Gudamamus, Wachua City, Arizona. I know I blew the city, okay? Wachuca City, there we go, Arizona. Bill, as someone whose family migrated here from Central America, it frightens me. See millions of people entering the country unvetted. We live in an era of such a vision and hatred, hatred for the U.S., as you see it in recent protests. I'm afraid it's a matter of time before we get a terror attack. I do not speculate on that. If there is a terror attack tied back to the southern border, that will change politics in this country. That's all I can say. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 55 years ago today, a Jerusalem-born Palestinian was found guilty of first-degree murder. His victim, the potential president of the United States. Here is the story behind the assassination of Bobby Kennedy. Young Robert was relatively unknown when he was picked by his older brother John to serve as attorney general. Bobby Kennedy was just 35. After the murder of JFK in Dallas, Bobby remained in politics. He was soon elected a senator from New York State. In 1968, he announced his candidacy for president. Enter Siron Siron. The Palestinian Christian obtained Jordanian citizenship, which allowed him to move to California in the 1950s. He was an outspoken critic of Israel. Siron directed his rage at Bobby Kennedy, who backed the Jewish state. On June 5, 1968, Kennedy won California's Democratic primary. He gave a brief speech at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, then exited through the kitchen. There waiting for him was Siron Siron, who fired a .22-caliber revolver, striking Bobby and five other people. Kennedy died the next day. He was 42 years old. On April 17, 1969, a jury found the Palestinian guilty of murder. 1 week later, he was sentenced to death. His execution commuted to life when California abolished capital punishment. Like the assassination of his brother, JFK, conspiracy theories rose up surrounding Bobby's death. One believer of those theories is Kennedy's son and current presidential candidate, RFK Jr. 2018, RFK Jr. traveled to California, met with Siron. According to Bobby, the CIA was involved in the assassination of his uncle, President Kennedy. Also, despite overwhelming evidence, RFK Jr. says the wrong person was convicted of killing his father. Well, the evidence, as I said, is overwhelming, and Siron remains in prison. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.